members make a home in it every year. Actually, if you leave it, it's better.
We'll have to be sure we do a good job of speaking loud because our masks. Does a very good job picking it up.
Oh, we're going to do a play. Good evening. I would like to call the Thursday, January 6th, 2022, Reynoldsburg City Schools Organizational Meeting to order. Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Maple?
Here.
Ms. Pound?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mrs. Young?
Here.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here. Moving on to 1.02, the oath of office of our new and newly re-elected board members. So I'm going to ask Ms. Latham to come on up, and the three of you to go ahead up if you want to go up front, and she will administer the oath of office. And as I said, we'll kind of scoot out of the way. I don't know, Valerie, does that meet your approval? I thought there's three of them. Would that mix a nice backdrop?
You can move a little more forward.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Do you solemnly affirm that you will support the Constitution of the State of Ohio and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Reynoldsburg City School District to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified? If you agree, say I do.
I do. All right. Round of applause. All right. Well, I would like to say congratulations to our new board members, Mandy Young and Julie Towns, and our re-elected board member, Angela Abram. Welcome, and I just want to say that I look forward to serving with each and every one of you. So, thank you. All right, so moving on to, I am so sorry. I jumped the gun. I was so used to a regular board meeting. 1.03, let's officially call the roll call now with our new board members.
Mrs. Abram?
Here.
Ms. Towns?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mrs. Young?
Here.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here. All right. Will we all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving on to item 2.01, election of a board president. I'm just going to read the procedure here. Nomination of board president. Members of the board may nominate one or more board members for this position. Any member of the board may nominate someone for office. Members may nominate and vote for themselves. Nominations do not require a second. If more than one person is nominated for the position of president or vice president, the treasurer shall call the roll of the board and ask the members to vote for the person of their choice. Ohio law requires a majority vote of all members of the board, 3 votes on a 5-member board to elect an officer. So I will open up the floor to nominations for president.
I
I would like to nominate Board Member, Acting President Dunlap to continue as President.
I second that, even though I don't require it. Thank you. Any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, we will close the floor to nominations. And I will have Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all very much. I appreciate your vote of confidence in allowing me to lead this very esteemed group of individuals for another year. Thank you. All right, so moving on to item 3.01, election of Board Vice President. The procedure is the same for President, so I'm not going to reread that. But I will open up the floor for nominations of Vice President. Well, I would like to nominate Angela Abram for Vice President.
And although it's not necessary, I would like to second that.
Are there any other nominations for Vice President? Seeing none, we will close the floor to nominations. Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Ms. Young?
Aye.
All right. Sure. Should I put my I didn't want to make any assumptions. Fair. I don't need to. If not, thank you. Can you get around me?
Of course.
I'm going to take mine off. That's right. I have one more pocket. Check. So that's okay.
You sure?
I can always superimpose it in later. Yeah.
Chris has some skills, special skills.
He's not selling this, but. Oh, wait, hold on just a second. I'm just going to change out of my readers.
I see you did it.
They had to.
One. Drew Melton first.
Okay. One, two, three.
Okay. One, two, three.
Thank you. And I'm smiling under my eyes too. That's why my eyes are like.
We've learned how to write that by now.
All right, moving on to item 4.01, approval of the agenda. Dr. Brown, any changes?
No changes.
Okay. Any questions, comments about the agenda? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion passes. All right, moving on to 5.01, set dates and times of the regular board meeting. Board meetings for the year. We have a list before us of dates, and I think we wanted to talk possibly. I'm sorry, can I have a motion?
Go.
There we go. I got a bit back of the group of things. Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Abram. All right. So we have a number of different dates, but I think we might want to entertain the idea of possibly moving the December date. Because it is the week of Christmas or so close to Christmas. And what date would that be if we moved it back and kept it on a Tuesday?
13th.
Mm-hmm. And is there any business that would interfere with that it would be that early?
I don't believe so. Nothing can come to mind. Okay. December is typically pretty light, so I can't think of anything.
All Anybody else have any? I haven't planned that far ahead yet.
I do have a quick question, though. Has there ever been any discussion about a different day of the week? I question sometimes the length of the days of our executive team on a Tuesday, and then you've still got three more long days. Has there ever been discussion about that? To a different day?
Well, there has been. It was on Tuesdays when we got on board, and then we moved it from 7 to 6:30. But it's been, on Thursdays and other days in the previous years. And I was just reading 1958 or something. It was on Thursdays at 3:30. So it's definitely within our, we can definitely talk about putting it on a different time. If we all want to do that, we could.
Is that something that Mr. Superintendent Ben, do you think is something we should pursue, or do you think your team is satisfied with Tuesdays? And
I don't need to adjust it. We're good.
Okay. And a thumbs up for Mr. Reed.
All right.
Anyone else want to look in? Tuesdays are good.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. That's a great question. All right. I'd like to make a motion then to change the December 20th date to December 13th.
Okay.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any further discussion on that change? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll? And this is just on the change to the December 20th, from December 20th to December 13th.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Abrams?
Aye.
Ms. Towne?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. So we have our amended calendar. So our Board of Education meetings we're proposing they remain on the third Tuesday of each month at 6:30 with the dates here. That's January 18th, February 15th, March 15th, April 19th, May 17th, June 21st, July 19th, August 16th, September 20th, October 18th, November 15th, and December 13th. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Abrams?
Aye.
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on to item 6.01, Robert's Rules of Order. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Abrams. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Young. Whereas it is imperative that meetings of the Board of Education be conducted in an orderly manner while ensuring that each member has every opportunity to be involved in discussion and actions, now therefore be it resolved that Robert's Rules of Order in its most recent and current edition be established as the accepted authority when questions regarding procedure arise, except as otherwise stated by the bylaws adopted by the Reynoldsburg City School District. Any discussion or questions about this? All right, seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Abrams?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion carries. Item 7.01 is the establishment of committees. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Abrams. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by, I have to get used to this now, Ms. Towns. whereas committees, assignments, and composition are governed by Ohio law, and whereas the board president may appoint members to committees and assignments respectfully, be it resolved to approve the following committees and to authorize the board president to make assignments to the committees. What we have done in the past is that we've asked each one of you to kind of go home and take a look at what the committees are, what you would like to serve on, and if you could maybe email me in a couple of weeks. We have it up for action. I know we took a first and a second, but I guess I will possibly table it. And I can make the assignments.
Yeah, well, you're authorizing the committees themselves and the ability to assign them.
Right. So I'm going to ask everybody to give me their wants and their wishes for, what did we have, four committees or three? Actually, if you would give me four, that would give me an idea of what you would like to serve on. Obviously, I don't think they'll all fall into everybody's wants and needs, but I will try to get as close as possible. So looking to add some fresh eyes to some of the committees while also trying to leave a little bit of institutional knowledge on those committees as well.
One caveat, I think last year we eliminated personnel committee, or we were considering that. I'm not sure if we actually took it off the list, but we haven't used that committee since I've been
here. I saw it, you know, and was reminded, like, oh, you know, that's still there. And I would like to keep it, because I think, you know, that there have been times when it probably would have been good to have a personnel committee meeting to talk more in depth about some of the issues that, you know, kind of get lost in the shuffle of the regular board meeting and or would, you know, derail it. But yet it's more serious than just, you know, over coffee or something. We need to be at, you know, have a place where we can discuss some of those things in a public meeting without getting in the way of the regular meetings.
Okay. All right, so then we'll go ahead and keep that on. So I am not going to, we don't need a roll call, really, because we're...
Absolutely, you're right.
All right, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Before we call the roll, for those like looking at these, so some of these committees meet pretty regular, like Buildings and Grounds, Mr. Reed, there's always something going on that Buildings and Grounds needs to meet about, and Policy meets pretty regularly when we get updates and things, and Outcomes, you know, it also sees quite a bit of action, but other things, I mean, they sort of meet when two members of the committee say, hey, I think we need a meeting, and then, you know, and then it can get put off.
Well, I would say finance met
pretty
regularly as well,
especially
since we had the bond that was up before the voters this past November, and I think that will also be another one that will meet pretty regularly. But for example, the calendar committee does not meet as regularly, but again, is very essential and vital that we get that calendar right. So Interscholastic Athletic Board, I think that also met fairly regularly, maybe not as much as Buildings and Grounds. I think probably Personnel and Safety were the two that did not meet. Right. And so, and that's something I think, Dr. Brown, we're going to look at establishing that a little bit more. I think that's only been a few years old. If I'm correct. So, and then of course we do have the city liaison and legislative liaison. I'm going to say traditionally, but in the past couple of years, we've had legislative liaisons. So we've had two people who have sort of served in tandem. And I think that's worked out well because that is an awful lot of work, I think, for one person. And that was Ms. Abram. And Mr. Whitman, so everybody then would give me their wants and needs in the next couple of weeks. I'll go ahead and sign those. All right, Madam Treasurer, any more discussion? I'm sorry I jumped the gun on that last time.
So you're asking for four choices?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're voting. I'm sorry. You called me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Ms. Town?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Ms. Young?
Aye.
Ms. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on to 8.01, Established Board Service Fund. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Abrams, second by Mr. Whitman. We turn this over to, is that you, Ms. Latham, or Superintendent Brown?
Sure, I'll take it. This is the fund that we use to establish like a pool of funds for board members to be reimbursed out of in conducting business at the board. So any conferences, training that you all attend.
Okay. So we attend some things like the Ohio School Boards Association Capital Conference. There are other trainings through Ohio School Boards Association that I know we attend here and there, and I would recommend. Even sometimes, something that isn't in your normal, I guess, day. There's a transportation one that I went to once, and it was great to learn some different things about transportation, you know, kind of like a 30,000-foot view. So there are other things besides how to be a board member or how to be a leader. You know, they get down into weeds. I know I've taken some of the negotiations. A lot of different topics, and I think OSBA has done a great job at expanding those as well, especially during the pandemic when they've been able to offer many of those virtually. And sometimes even, I know I have taken some other classes, even through OSU. So there are other things that are available out there that will make us all better in our job as board members as well. So.
I believe we typically haven't reached that that number, and then, you know, whatever is left over, that goes back to the general fund, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Abrams?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunbar?
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on to 9.01, authorize the treasurer to conduct regular financial matters. Do I have a motion?
So
moved. Moved by Mr. Whitman, second by Ms. Abram. By Noah, second. Ms. Latham, would you like to give us a little background about this? Because I think it's a pretty standard thing for our organizational meeting.
Sure, it is standard. This is allowing myself in my regular duties to invest the funds for the school district, provide payment to employees, provide payments to contractors, and to perform other duties that are required by that.
Okay. Any questions or discussion?
And in the December meeting, we passed the policy about insurance versus bonds, and I know somebody explained it at the time. But whatever it is, that was something that, you know, allows you to officially do this now once we take the vote.
Seeing nothing further, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlop?
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Moving on to 10.01, authorize the Director of Operations Services Business Manager to enter into and execute contract. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Towns. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Young. I turn this one over to Mr. Reed.
The Ohio Rice Code allows for up to $50,000 to be approved by this position. That's not to say that anything's hidden below that. Typically in buildings and grounds, we talk about those types of things, the larger expenditures. Anything above $50,000 will always appear on my section and the board agenda. So.
Okay. Pretty standard for our organizational meeting, right?
Yes.
Any questions, comments? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlop?
Aye. Motion carries. All right, moving on to 11.01, authorize the superintendent to hire staff and accept resignations on behalf of the board. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Towns. Superintendent Brown?
Pretty standard. This basically authorizes us to hire folks and accept resignations, being that they don't always equate with when a board meeting might take place. For efficiency's sake, this allows us to get people on board ready to go.
Any other questions or discussion?
So the way, so every month, of course, there's personnel, and we vote on the people who have been hired, but this allows them to, for example, start working, even, you know, even if we haven't taken the official vote yet. That's what this is doing.
Seeing nothing further, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Mrs. Avon?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Donaldson?
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on to item 12.01, authorize the superintendent or superintendent's designee to approve grants. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Abram. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Superintendent Brown?
We have a number of federal, state, and local grants that we're involved with that provide funding for the district in particular programs. This authorizes us to interact with those grants to execute them and make sure we're using them for the right purposes.
Any questions? Discussion? All right, seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Donaldson?
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on to item 13.01, approve firms to provide legal services. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Abram. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Young. Superintendent Brown?
In the most litigious time in American history, we have a number of law firms that we interact with. The top five have been approved in years past. The sixth one is being added to provide us additional support to deal with Title IX issues, which have also grown in demand.
So is Walter Haverfield an individual or a firm?
It's a firm.
Okay.
They have a branch here in Cleveland and a branch here in Columbus.
Okay. And they specialize in Title IX, you're saying?
They do it all, but for our purposes, we're looking for additional support for Title IX services.
Okay. All right.
And so each one of these, I think Bricker and Eckler is our main law firm and provide the majority of our consultation.
Sure.
Do you mind going down the other one?
Sure.
Just kind of giving us a little.
Typically, I can. You mentioned Bricker and Eckler. They're our primary firm.
Mm-hmm.
Under LeBlanc, Rankin and Boggs, we use for some financial matters. Pebble Lagman, we use for property matters and things of that nature. And as written, we have not used in the past year and probably will not use this year, but we wanted them there just in case we needed those services. We have not used a Roseburg City Attorney, and I just mentioned Walter Brown.
Does Anna Britton have a sort of specialty?
Not really. I mean, most of the firms you see here could do it all, so to speak. But, you know, for example, the district used to be, Pebble & Wagner used to be the firm for the district. It switched in 15 or 16 over to Bricker & Eckler. They all can do everything.
But my understanding is that, for example, Richard Eckler is our main person, but if, you know, we're in a lawsuit with some other school district and they represent them too, and so not both of them,
right.
You know, one of them is going to have to go to a district.
This is why we need to have a kind of a bench, so to speak,
yeah.
Just in case.
I'm assuming they all have similar rates.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Any further discussion? Any more questions? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Ms. Towns?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Donnell?
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on to 14.01, approve membership in the Ohio School Boards Association. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Towns. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Young. Superintendent Brown, I don't know if, or, you know, actually that can be, you know, we've talked about this. I could talk about this myself, right? I don't need to pass that over to you.
You might know that better than that.
Right, exactly. But we belong to the Ohio School Boards Association for, I think this is 6 years now. We belong to them for a little while and then left them for a bit. And I think they provide quite a bit of professional training for us as board members. We talk about our staff getting professional development all the time. Well, this is the organization that does that for us. They also have a number of services. Sometimes I know that I have called them with a legal matter. They will not advise, but can give you some information. But they have a lot of different services. I know that both of you have already looked at their website, and there's quite a bit that they do. Also, Kids Back is another wonderful service that they do provide. I would encourage you to join Kids Back, and they do a lot of advocating for us as school board members and as school districts in the state of Ohio.
I'll say again, the Kids Political Action Committee, that's what has generated, you know, some discussion in years past from former board member Varga and earlier school boards. It's a political action committee, and that's, you know, what has led to some, you know, board member discomfort with joining OSBA. I will say that the things that the Kids PAC advocates for, those are planks and a platform approved every year at the Ohio School Boards Association Capitol Conference, which, you know, and they're debated by school board members across the state. And I think that, you know, by and large, the planks that they approve are pro-public education. Not every school board member and every board might agree with every one of the planks, but overall, I think, you know, the advocacy is a good thing to support.
Is there anything to add at all?
Sure. I think public education is always what we need to be supporting as a board. So I have taken numerous courses from OSBA online and in person, and they've been invaluable in terms of getting me up to speed for the work that we need to do here. So I'm going to support this.
All right. Any other questions, discussion? All right, seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Carroll?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye, motion carries. Moving on to 15.01, public records training. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Towns. Ms. Latham. There's so many new faces that I'm like.
So this is authorized.
Not that I haven't seen Ms. Latham for how many months already. I don't mean to imply that, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
So this is authorized myself as the treasurer to attend the public records training on behalf of the board as your designee. It is a 3-hour training. It is being offered by the Auditor of State and is online. I'm happy to pass the information on to any of you if you would like to attend, but I am registered as well.
All right, and then once a year we have a meeting to go over records and sometimes records disposal. So this would appoint Ms. Latham as our resident expert. So any other questions? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Ms. Carroll?
Aye.
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Mrs. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion carries. All right, moving on to 16.01. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Abram. Do I have a second?
Second.
Oh, second by Ms. Young. Ms. Towns, I'm sorry. All right, Madam Treasurer, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Abram?
Aye.
Ms. Carroll?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Ms. Young?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye. Motion carries, and we are adjourned.